The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to hear your voice. Hope things are going well for you. First of all, I want to let you know you're on Corn Country 100.3 in Franklin, Indiana. We're literally in the middle of cornfields, Reverend. So I wanted to ask you first, do you listen to any country music?
Not a lot. I have heard some down the years. You know, growing up, I was like a son to soul singer James Brown.
Uh-huh.
He loved country, so I would hear a lot in his house.
Okay. Well, you know, I've got a question for you, and this is in relation to racial inequality in America. Recently, there's two country bands that changed their names. Lady Antebellum switched their name to Lady A, and then formerly the Dixie Chicks switched their name to the Chicks. Do you think that moves like these are for a money grab, or are they for real change with racial inequality?
You know, I read about both of those changes, and I really think that being, as I said, someone that knew someone that was very successful in the music business, it was not a money grab because they risked their brand.
Mm-hmm.
You take years to build a brand name, and to change that name is always risky. So I think that there had to be some level of sincerity to even take the risk. Because sometimes when you change the name of a brand that was already commercially successful, you may end up losing some support just because people don't recognize the brand.
Yeah. I know that, and you read about this probably, Lady A in particular changed their name in a hurry, but then a soul singer named Lady A said, wait a minute, I've been going by that name for years, and they ended up suing her. And of course, she's countersued them. How do you feel about that situation? You think it's going to play out good or bad for both sides?
Well, I read about it, but I don't know enough about the case to take a position. I hope they work it out because I think that certainly the one that feels their name is infringed upon has a concern that seems legitimate. But I think that the statement that they were making and changing their name with the Antebellum, I think also was a legitimate social statement. So it'd be hard to take sides on that. I just hope they work it out.
Okay. One other question I've got for you. The Reverend Al Sharpton is on with us right now. Are you familiar with any of the new country artists of today? Guys like Kane Brown, Jimmy Allen, a nice lady named Mickey Guyton, and Darius Rucker. Have you heard those names before?
I've heard Allen's name, yes.
Yeah, I mean, country music is a very diverse format now, and I just want to get your take on how music and in particular country music has become more diverse over the last 20 years or so.
No, it's obviously that country music has become more diverse, and it's obvious that country fans have been comfortable with that diversity because they wouldn't be successful. And I think you judge any society's openness and balance by its culture. And country music is American culture, just like soul music is, just like hip-hop is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we become comfortable with each other culturally, we will become comfortable with each other in other areas of American life.
Couldn't have said it better. The Reverend Al Sharpton is on with us. We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to hear about this new book that's coming out. Tell us more about it.
It's called Rise Up, Challenging a Country, Confronting a Country at the Crossroads. We've got to decide whether we're going to continue to build toward a country of equal rights and fairness for everyone, or whether we're going to continue to try and provide health care for everyone, whether we're going to provide voting rights for everyone, whether we're going to provide rights for blacks, for women, for LGBTQ. We don't all have to agree with how we live our lives, but we need to agree that all of us should have the same protection under the law and the same opportunities. And I say rise up to do it. That does not mean rise up and lead marches like I do, or rallies like I do, or even have access to media. But talk about it in your household. Talk about it in your church. Talk about it in your social gatherings. What kind of nation we want, and vote about it, meet about it. Stand up and do something about it. This is our country, and we all ought to be a part of directing the road that it should travel.
You know, before we wrap up, I mean, it's, you know, obvious we're living in a very weird time. 2020 has just been an awful year for almost every American. And with this election coming up and, you know, the issues with racial equality that are happening in our country, do you feel like we've moved forward any, or are we taking a step back with what's going on right now?
I think we've made some step forward. I think that there are those, certainly I disagree with a lot of the Trump administration that have moved backwards. But then when I look at the fact like George Floyd's movement, mm-hmm. after his being killed by police in Minneapolis, and I did the eulogy and participated in some of the marches, I saw more whites than blacks at some. So even in a dark period, there are rays of light. I think people are learning to try and stand together. That's why I talk about not only race, I certainly talk about that, but I talk about climate change. I do a chapter on climate change. I do a chapter on the question of LGBTQ rights, of women's rights. Because unless we learn from different silos to come together and have fairness for everyone, I'm a firm believer you can't fight for anyone's rights unless you fight for everyone's rights.
Wow, well said. Tell the audience real quick where they can get your book.
Any bookstore where books are sold, you can go to Amazon, or you can go to www.alsharptonbooks.com.
Okay, Reverend, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Have yourself a blessed day.
Same to you. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.